This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
TMB, apparently Steve Feld, our buddy who developed the Silver Hydrosol drinking game on the Robert Scott Bell Show, did all our cartoons. He's back from holiday with his wife, so I'm going to I just poured a shot of silver, and you should probably gargle with some this hour because your throat is raspy. You've been working too hard, and I know what that's like, but I'm glad to have you on board, my friend.
Yeah, man, it's good to be on tonight. My voice is, I sound like John B. Wells tonight. So, I know I've got a little bit of a chest cold. Bryce got it from some of the kids, I guess, on his basketball team. So, I don't feel bad, but I sound horrible. But, you know, hey, maybe if my voice was this way all the time, I could do some bass singing for the Statler Brothers or the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah, you're certainly not singing Bee Gees tonight, my friend.
No, I'm not. I'm not even going to try that now. That would be terrible.
Of course, Mom says, remember to take lots of selenium. Thanks, Mom. She's looking out for you.
Thank you, Mom. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to get some silver hydrosol whenever I get off the show here.
Absolutely. We'll get it going on. So let's see. So actually, somebody commented on Thor Ragnarok. I haven't seen that movie. Apparently, your kid's gone out with your wife to go see the movie tonight, so we'll get a report. But yep. Bo on the YouTube watching says it was the best of the Thor movies to me. So that's what they like.
Wow.
So,
yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Thanks, Bo.
Very funny.
Yeah, I get to see the movies like when they come to DVD. So Charlene always takes the kids.
Right.
And I'll wait till they come to DVD. I don't like going to the movies particularly, and I'd much rather see it in the comfort of my own home.
Well, the problem is some of these movie theaters, they've gotten these seats that recline. So I go to a movie to be able to watch a movie on a big screen once in a while, and I end up falling asleep. I'm like, dude, this is so comfortable. It's like I'm in the couch at home.
That's so funny, man.
If that happens, I can rewind it at home, but not in the theater.
It's funny, you know, that's one of the things the kids and Charlene always tease me about is that if we'll, you know, go to watch a movie here at the house late at night, mm-hmm. we'll put Tabitha and Charity up, and then Brianna and Bryce and Charlene and I watch a movie, I always fall asleep, literally.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last movie I've seen. I'm always, it's like, hey, that's like, you know, that's like natural volume, just
right.
watching a movie. I'm out
like
the light.
It's like my wife saves up, and, you know, on DVR, she'll have a movie. She's like, I've been waiting for you to watch this with me. I'm like, okay, great, tonight I'm off early enough. I'm let's go watch it. 15 minutes in, I'm out like a light.
Yeah.
Was it good, honey?
Too.
Oh, man. So there you go.
That's funny. I mean, so basically if I go to a movie, it's like, you know, $15 down the drain so I can go take a nap. I can do that in my bed for free.
Right, yeah, it's not a cheap nap at that point. So
yeah, that's
anyway,
right.
we had a great time this weekend, folks. I don't know if you're aware. I mean, we were at the Doctors Who Rock conference. It was a very special awards gala, and TMB made sure that I was able to be there with them, and they got a very special award. What was your award called? You and Charlene got.
You know what? I can't remember. I think it was like trendsetter or. I can't remember. I wish, you know, I should know. Kelly, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I don't know the exact title.
Well, and also John Hunsaker got it, too, which was really nice.
Yeah. We all three were given awards, and I'll find it. We texted John actually a picture of it, so I will get a picture of it here and see what they're actually called. But yeah. I was close, I think.
I got this thing called the Trailblazer Award. I'm holding it up for people on YouTube. Trailblazer. And, yeah, that's kind of cool. I mean, in radio, certainly I blazed a few trails and continue to do so. So, but it was a lot of fun. They had like the drummer for Pink and he played with Cher and Billy Idol. He had some cool stories and then he got up and jammed with a Pink medley and that guy can play.
He can play really well, and it was the Paradigm Shifter Award is what ours was called.
Ah, that's it. Yeah, that makes sense. I love that you shift paradigms. That's great. And so it was a great time. And then the next day, I met this some nice people that were there, and it was funny because we were talking about saunas last hour with Paul, and there was a guy there with a low EMF sauna. And he was telling me how one doctor, who shall remain unnamed at the moment, was so excited about his sauna last year and kept bugging him, saying, "When do I carry it?" on and on. And he kept going back and forth, and it never worked out. And finally he said to this doctor, "What's your intention, really? We're sending you all of these saunas to try. What's your intention?" "Well, I really want to steal the technology and make it my own and sell it." I'm like, what?
Wow.
This is the kind of stuff that goes on out there. So, you know, you got to be so careful when you do good things to make sure that people have the right heart, energy, and they're in it for the right reasons.
Yeah, there's some people that are in our movement that are definitely not part of us.
No, exactly. So, but I think like anything or everything that's going on right now with the scandals that are coming to light about the pedophiles, the sexual abusers, and that's happening in many different industries, not just Hollywood, but in government and in big corporations. It's like we are living in this time tie where those, how we say, those illicit evil things are coming into the light. They're being shown for what they are. The people who have been hiding in the shadows, they're not able to hide anymore. And it's happening even within our realm of natural product stuff.
Yeah, it is happening. And, you know, I know that y'all talked about this already, but it was really encouraging today to hear Jeffrey Smith on the doctors. People are waking up to that, too, the GMOs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't gotten to watch it yet. And we're going to have Jeffrey on Friday's show, which I'm looking forward to. So do you have any commentary on, did you get to see the whole episode?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. I was amazed. Sorry, that sounds just horrible, but I was amazed that, number one, that they actually let Jeffrey and the attorney that was representing these families that are suing Monsanto, I was amazed that they actually let them speak. Mm-hmm. Because I've seen episodes where they'll cut them off, they'll yell, and so forth. They didn't.
Wow.
To their credit, it was a very, very fair show. If anything, I think Jeffrey and the attorney in our side got more time, which was amazing. So, you know, if you're listening, thank you, because that was a very fair show. And one of the things that I noticed was that they interviewed a doctor from UC Davis that said, "Oh, there's some studies that say that, you know, glyphosate may be causing cancers, but there's other studies that say that it doesn't cause cancer. So we really should, you know, do some more testing."
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he was as far on the other side as they got. There was nobody on there like they had last time with that scientist from Monsanto that was saying that glyphosate safe. Nobody doing that.
Right, right.
But, you know, he was saying, "Well, we should do more studies." And at that time, the attorney for our side said, "You know what? No, this shouldn't be a let's wait and see and do more studies. If there's any doubt whether it causes cancer, and if there are studies that are showing that it does, and it's a known carcinogen in California and a probable carcinogen according to the WHO Health Organization, then why are we selling it at all? It should be not sold until we're sure."
Where's the precautionary principle in this case? Yeah.
Yeah, and at that point, literally, the whole audience started clapping. So you could feel at that point, these people get it. They're very aware of the fact that this is dangerous.
Well, it's really interesting because, you know, on the Doctor Show, Del Bigtree used to be a producer on the show, and he was also honored, as was, you know, many, many cool people that we had there, including, Andy Wakefield, which was great to see as well. The honoring of these folks that have stepped out in the vaccination realm is what I want to say. The doctors wouldn't cover that. Because remember, this is where that Dr. Travis guy was just practically crying because he was being called out for his lack of knowledge on vaccination. Yet he would cover this one. The GMO issue says stuff is happening. As I said, there's a transformation of consciousness that is very real. I'm not saying that all evil is being vanquished overnight, but the point is there are things that are happening even within the mainstream of the media that they can no longer ignore.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. They can't ignore this anymore. And I think that's why, like, the Doctor Show was so fair today. Because if they had tried to do kind of a hit piece, which I've seen them do in the past, that crowd would have been all over them. I mean, you just can't. you can't do that anymore. You've got to at least show both sides. And when people see both sides, when people see the internal emails from Monsanto, from the very lady that was on the doctor saying that they were safe, but they showed emails where she said, we can't prove that this is safe, mm-hmm. they start to see that they're very duplicitous at best, lying liars at worst.
Right, exactly. And, of course, with the drug buyback thing that just happened, was 456 tons of drugs that were unused that were turned in. My concern, of course, were what about the other tons, how many tons that were used? Because it's so very dangerous that, you know, I've decreed many years ago that we are the United States of Drug America, and I'd like to see us become the United States of Holistic Medicine, which would really reduce the need, perceived or real need occasionally, for drugs down to a fraction of a percentage point where it is today. But it would require the people of America to demand that liberty is the law of the land rather than pharmaceutical tyranny.
Yeah, and I think that there's a pretty big group of us now that are ready to do that. And you're one of the ones leading the charge, so let's keep it up.
Yeah, we're going to keep it up. In tomorrow's episode with Jonathan Emore, The Sacred Fire of Liberty, we're going to go more into detail of how the FDA is bad, but the FTC, man, unbelievable what they are doing to bankrupt companies that simply speak truthfully, even with scientific backing, about their products, particularly as it is a natural product that impacts your health positively. So we'll understand the machinations, so to speak, of how tyranny and evil can reign in a country that once prided itself on being founded in the protection of liberty, as opposed to running roughshod over those who have the liberty principles in mind, especially when it comes to healing. Now, those of you that listen to this show and have read about Ty and have watched the Truth About Cancer series, you have an understanding, yeah, there's a form of tyranny that's very real here in America. But a lot of people that haven't been introduced to what we've been encountering and talking about, it's a shocking thing that there's a whole culture or subculture in America that lives in fear of government coming in and taking everything they own and even jailing them simply for doing good things for people in need, particularly when it comes to their health in a non-pharmaceutical way.
Yeah, that's what we've seen over the last couple of decades, you know, starting, I guess, with most prominently with Dr. Brzezinski being persecuted for doing things that are outside the box. So, you know, one of the things, Robert, how much time do we have before the break? Because I wanted to talk a little bit about...
About 30 seconds, probably not enough time. Hold the thought, and we'll come back to it. Also, Jonathan Wright, who was honored at the Doctors Who Rock.
Yeah, Jonathan Wright, very heavily persecuted, actually had his office raided by the FDA with guns drawn.
Right.
Because he was using supplements.
Exactly. And folks, this is not over. It's still just the beginning, but transformation is happening. And we're here to facilitate, help that along for all those who are ready to not only go for the ride, but be part of the engine that moves us back to liberty, health freedom, and healing liberty, to be precise. We got lots more to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I had my buddy Stuart Thompson on yesterday. We were talking about, what is it? Yeah, hemp, cannabis. And that means it's time for a little bit more discussion on it.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb. Hello, Dr. Green Thumb.
Right, in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal by TMB and RSV, we did devote a number of chapters to, or pages, shall we say, to cannabis as a medicine, as a healing agent, including the hemp-derived CBD as well. There's an article here on Natural News that call it cash crop. The real reason cannabis approval is so slow is because Big Pharma wants to patent it. Really, where would they come up with the idea of patenting medicines and monopolizing the market and charging, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars more than it actually costs?
It's a beautiful business model, isn't it? Here's what's interesting, Robert. I was at Charlie and I were at a meeting on Monday with our CPA, with an attorney, and with a big insurance agent around here. We started talking about cannabis, and all three of them were in favor of legalizing and due to medicinal uses. And so I was blown away because I was, you know, sometimes you're around people and you're thinking, I wonder what their perspective is going to be on this, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. And they were completely on board. So, and they get it. The only reason that it's so slow to be approved is Big Pharma wants to patent it. It's money. The bottom line is the money's driving all these decisions. So it's pretty encouraging to see these, you know, these, and these are not like, you'd expect that from, like, if you're hanging, like, with a bunch of skateboard hippies in Austin, Texas. But this right. This is a CPA attorney and an insurance agent all saying that.
Well, and the thing is, I know some people are concerned about the fact that there's like 100 new CBD companies, for instance, every day. I'm not concerned about that. I mean, I found the forms of CBD that I will work with because I know what they are. If you want to make it in your own yard, that's fine. But if I need to rely upon it in a specific form in a specific amount, it's not likely I'm going to go to my neighbor, for instance. And so I think there's, with some people use that term, the Wild West scenario. And I don't look at that as a negative, except to say that, you know, if you really need to know what's in it, it's going to be hard to kind of find out what that is from your neighbor's crop, so to speak. So I'm glad that there are good companies we can rely upon to get the CBD that we like here and that we utilize. But you're right, there is the pharmaceutical aspect of this, and they own, in this article it says that they own the federal governments, the regulators, they own a lot of state government regulators. Right now 29 states and the District of Columbia, though, have nullified federal restrictions on cannabis. Varying forms of freedom has come back into the marketplace. But in California, they're toying with like a, you know, a 50 to 100% markup with taxes. And of course, that means no one's going to buy it in the official store. So they got to figure this thing out.
Yeah, they do. They do. But, you know, the bottom line is I think they will. I think the tide has turned on cannabis and it's moving towards legalization, and it should, because it's a plant and it's medicine.
Yeah. Well, and I know that, you know, not everybody wants to use it in the way other people use it, but you know, the issue is one of freedom, the freedom to use a plant that God created. It's not saying that once it becomes legal, you have to use it.
Well, now, you know, here's the thing, Robert, the very people that are saying, well, you know, maybe we should legalize it for medicine only, and then you got to go through a doctor and you got to get prescriptions and all this, but you certainly shouldn't be able to get high with it. And they're sanctimonious and they're on their little pedestal putting themselves above everybody else. Those are the same people that are going to, I'm talking about the congressmen, mm-hmm. that are going out and getting smashed 5 nights out of the week. I talked to a cab driver last time I was up in D.C.
Yeah.
that was going back and forth from the Rayburn Building, which is where the House of Representatives meets. Mm-hmm. And he said, you would not believe, these congressmen get drunk every night of the week. I'm constantly taking them home when they're passed out, and they got to go to work the next day. Those very people that are so sanctimonious about cannabis would be the ones that, what if you told them, you know what, let's make alcohol legal, but only if you can only have one drink a night. But anything more than that's abuse, and we just don't want you to be able to do that. But they would be up in arms,
yeah.
because that's not their drug of choice.
Yeah, well, there you go. This is a classic case of do as I say, not as I do. You're right. And there's hypocrites everywhere in this realm. If they're against one thing, they're doing another thing, right? Behind your back, and then they mm-hmm. want to prohibit you. Again, it's about, again, the suppression of your freedom. I was granted this freedom not by government, but by God, as were all of you listening, as Ty was. We all were, by whatever you perceive God to be. But that reality cannot be countered by a government edict, mandate, or suppressive law. Now, the question is, if they do pass those mandates or suppressive laws, do you participate or do you nullify them? Now, again, on the state level, the level of the people, 29 states and the District of Columbia have stood up to the feds and said, you don't have the authority. We need more people with those kind of gonads. Yes, I said that. Stand up when anything is done improperly and unconstitutionally on any level of government.
Daryl Hall and John Oates had a song for that back in the 80s. It was called I Can't Go For That, No Can Do.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we have some, off the shelf impromptu concert on the YouTube simulcast here as my daughter came in and played some ukulele music. Radioactive was played. Super Don, do you think that YouTube will ban us for that? Or we'll be okay? We'll ride through that one.
They better not. I will have to lodge a formal protest if they do.
All right. Well, TMB, we got to go outside the box. I'm trying to save your voice and speak more than I would normally speak because you got that raspiness happening up there. But I can't turn this one over to myself because this is an area where you've done a lot of writing and reading about and research. The headline reads, and this is a Newsweek article, and you can find it at robertscottbell.com. It's linked up there in the show notes. Being fat can make cancer drugs useless. Really? Being fat? Man, they're picking on fat people everywhere you look.
Are you there, man?
Yeah, I'm here, TMB. Did you lose me? Did I lose you?
I don't know. It's just like a huge delay or something now.
I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's like fatness on the airwaves or something, but I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this story about they're saying obese kids have a 50% higher relapse rate than non-obese kids. Could it be that the toxins from the chemo are being absorbed into the fat cells that were originally there to protect from the cancer cells that have escaped?
Possibly, but we're on such a delay here. Get him to call me back at the number. I just Skyped you, Ben.
Okay. Ben, do you have TMB's phone number? Check the Skype there, and we'll call you right back, and we'll carry on. Super Don, you got your ears on, my friend.
Ah, the joys of live radio, huh?
I know. There it is right there. He's getting some delays. But he's on redneck internet, so what are we going to do in that regard?
This is true.
But, the fat cancer story, I've said this for many years. The people who tend to be obese, they always blame them for all kinds of ailments and illnesses. But in some cases, there's a protective layer that happens. In other words, the body is protecting the vital organs and accumulating toxins into the fat cells because the liver's not doing its job efficiently enough, for instance. And it can only protect you for so long until the metabolism breaks down. And then, of course, you've got the developing cancers due to the toxicity or corresponding deficiencies. But I find it interesting. I'm curious to hear Ty's take on this as well. What is it about fat kids and chemo? I don't want any kids getting chemo. I think this is more evidence of the medical system willing to abuse people with poison.
And what got my attention on this and what I thought of is when we've talked in the past about when people lose weight, mm-hmm. they sometimes end up getting ill.
Yeah.
And it's because the fat cells are retaining and trained. Basically, they absorb. And in the article here, the way they describe it is mm-hmm. that people's fat could be digesting the drugs and preventing them from getting to the cancer that they're meant to treat. So it's like it's a defense mechanism that, the mm-hmm. fat cells are absorbing all of the crud to try and protect the body. And then when you burn the fat, then it releases it back into the bloodstream. So then you're really looking at a situation where you're needing to detox really bad.
Yeah, exactly. Ben, did you get TMB on the line? Did you get the number to call him? Oh, Ben, we got to give him a number. Super Don, we got to give him a number.
Give him a number. Okay.
TMB, it doesn't.
I will attempt to get a number.
Here, I'll give it to you.
While I do that.
I know. I will give it to you right now. You got the number.
Okay,
just get it
got
to
it.
You.
All right, yeah.
I didn't have the link in.
Woohoo!
Yeah, 867-5309, right, yes, exactly. No, it's interesting on this fat cell scenario. Of course, they acknowledge that the fat cells also could be harboring potential future cancer cells, which is true. But if that's the case, where is the promotion by the dunderheaded medical establishment in the cancer field to acknowledge what they acknowledge in this story and say, hey, how do we get the body to detoxify that which the fat cells are holding on to, right? If they can acknowledge it in a molecular cancer research published study, could they figure out that maybe it's the toxins?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, TMB, we got you back. So we've just been waxing poetically on the fat kid chemo scenario and how modern medicine, in this article, they're actually acknowledging that fat cells harbor toxins and potential future cancer cells. And I'm thinking, don't they have a clue? Can't they think, well, maybe we should be focused on detoxifying these children rather than poisoning them?
Yeah, well, makes too much sense. But, we've seen there's definitely a link with obesity and cancer. And that's one of the reasons that you just mentioned. But, also when people are obese, they're typically very high estrogen. When you look at the hormonal balance, the estrogen's higher than it should be compared to the testosterone. And when you have a estrogen dominance, then when you've got, a whole host, about a half dozen cancers that have been linked to being estrogen dominant. So that's another reason that could be that people that are fat or obese have higher rates of cancer as well.
Yeah, and what about the fact that a lot of obese people are actually starving, right? Their metabolism slows down because they're not getting the minerals in because the food is so devoid of them. So they're eating a lot of empty calories, junk foods to precipitate the obesity. But again, the discussion is not about the minerals. It's all only about the calories.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, the reality is the old adage that you are what you eat is not necessarily true. You actually are what you digest. And so, you know, if you're eating a lot of processed foods, eating a lot of dead foods, you know, your enzymes are going to be completely depleted because you're trying to digest all of this worthless food. And so as a result of that, you're going to go lower energy and you're going to be, your thyroid's going to suffer. You're going to be high cortisol. You're going to be estrogen dominant and you're going to be hungry all the time because you're not going to be absorbing the nutrients, what little nutrients there are from the food. And that's what gives you that satiety feeling, is that when you're actually absorbing good nutrition for your body. And so always eating, never satisfied, and that's just an endless spiral. Mm-hmm. I was watching, there's this one show that I watch sometimes, and Charlene always rolls her eyes at me, going, "Why do you want to watch that show, honey?" But it's called The 600-Pound Life, mm-hmm. and it's the show that documents people that are 600 pounds or more, and their efforts to lose weight, and most of them get their tummy tucked and stomach stapled and all this stuff. It just kind of documents how they're going from this big to try to get, you know, down to a reasonable weight. And you look at them and you're going, how could anybody ever get that big? And the reality is, of course, you know, eating too much does have a big part to play in it. But another reality is that before the last 50 years, 60 years, maybe 100 years, we didn't see people that were that morbidly obese. And so, again, this morbid obesity can be looked at kind of like the cancer epidemic. What's changed in the last 100 years that there's all these people that are morbidly obese, and it's the food supply has changed?
Right, exactly. Food deficient in the vital minerals. This is why supplementing with whole food nutrition is so critical to replenish that which is not in the food, which is why even if we eat organically, which we do, we still supplement because we recognize the soils have been depleted. And, of course, if you have to eat more food, which is what the body is signaling, to get the very few minerals or the little amounts, then, of course, that could result in the aberrant metabolism and the morbid obesity. Of course, you're also accumulating the toxins that are present if the food is not as clean as possible. So it's an inevitability, and it's not something that you need a medical degree to figure it out. Which, by the way, I said that to the group of doctors being honored. You know, I said, I don't have one of those. I had less to unlearn. You know, we've got to unlearn a lot to know the truth.
Yeah, that was fun. You gave a good speech up there, man. That was a fun night, Friday night was.
Did they make because they live casted it or something. I don't know. Are they making that a video available to watch again later?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I can certainly ask, but I do not know the answer to that question.
Yeah, I'd like to check it out again. It was a kind of a blur that night, but it was a lot of fun. It was so great to have Casey Krejci and Monica there with us at the table. And, yeah, it was really, really nice. We enjoyed our time together. So, let's see. Speaking of being fat, I think there's another story here I wanted to get to related to. Actually, it relates to a horrible story about that shooter. And, you know, the church that got shot up. I mean, what a devastating scenario to have occur anywhere. Much less in a church. But it turns out we're finding now that this man, of course, was in the Air Force, got a dishonorable discharge. In fact, he was charged with crimes that they somehow let him out of. I can't imagine. He beat his if it was his wife, fiance, and their child. And I'm like, who would let anybody out of prison that it beats a defenseless baby to the point where you crack their skull? There is something that's really horribly wrong here.
Yeah, I mean, whoever let him out needs to be held accountable. He was clearly mentally unstable. And, you know, such a tragedy that happened down there. I got a text the next day from my sister down in San Antonio, and apparently her daughter's Sunday school teacher's family was one of the ones that was killed.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, really sad. A mom and two kids were killed.
Wow. Yeah, and I think that might have been the story of the mom that shielded her four kids, and two of them died along with her. That might be the case.
That's probably them.
Yeah, just an extraordinary tragedy here. And, of course, you know, the mainstream media, a lot of people around the world that don't understand the Second Amendment, this is not time to abandon guns. This is time to say, you know what, as Trump says, it's a mental health issue, but we also got to recognize that the treatment of mental health is not about SSRI drugs and anti-anxiolytic drugs. We've got to move away because those particular synthetic substances are creating a scenario where someone might have thoughts about these things but never acts on it. But suddenly, in the presence of an SSRI drug, the governor on their behavior is opened wide, and they actually act out, whether it be suicidal or homicidal ideations and tendencies in reality. And I haven't seen, other than this Daily Mail article in the TV press, them talking about the psychiatric drugs that were involved here.
You know, the psychiatric drugs, they're always involved. Now, I don't want to place too much blame on the drugs, though, because you could give me all the psychiatric drugs that you could ever desire, and I would never do something like that. So, I mean, I think the people that do these things are really, really off to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make that clear. But
yes,
you're right, though, that might just take away that governor that would have never allowed them to actually act on some of their weird, disgustingly morbid thoughts and actually act on them. And so, yeah, I agree that maybe that is that removed the regulator.
Yeah. And so anybody that is willing to beat a kid, a defenseless kid, a baby, I don't find a reason that I could find anybody in a jury or if you're in the Air Force, how would they let this guy out of jail? Much less allow him, of course, because they didn't categorize him for the evil man that he was, in a situation where he can go out and buy a gun, even with a background check.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, somebody should be held accountable for this. But nobody is. You know, nobody's going to be held accountable. You know, we have people that are, you know, there's, I know we'll talk about that after the break, a story about a raw nut farmer. Right?
Yes, we do, yeah.
if we look at, like, you know, back in 2012, I think, Rawson Dairy was raided.
Yep.
That man was tortured. The owner of that dairy was tortured while he was in jail. And nobody will ever be held accountable for that.
Right.
Nope.
Well, the heroes among us, the good people among us are being beaten, and these kids being killed. Why?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit, absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Belcher.
Each and every week, we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. And his voice doesn't usually sound so raspy, but people are calling in and wanting a date or something, Ty, all the ladies going. But, of course, he's married. I know he's married, but, you know, it's the voice. It's the voice thing. I can't help it.
You know, it to me, it just sounds like I've got really bad congestion, or you know, like hoarse from coughing or something. So it doesn't really sound to me like my voice sounds very good. I'm having a very difficult time even not coughing at times, but doing my best to get through the show.
His voice is scruffy, like I was last week before I shaved.
You were scruffy. That was one of the first things I noticed down in Orlando, is you're scruffy. I kind of like it. Looks good.
Well, I every once in a while, when I didn't have to be out doing stuff, and by the time we got to the Doctors Who Rock thing, I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to bother shaving. We're just going to roll with it and see what happens. And it worked out, since, you know, there were rock and roll drummers there. It was Doctors Who Rock. I'm like, yeah, I can look a little rough around the edges. It'll be all right.
It was a good look for you. I thought it was a good look for you. You looked rugged. You kind of remind me a little bit of Grizzly Adams.
No, not even.
Just joking.
Not in that universe at all, man. That was an alternate universe. Anyway, there are upcoming events listed in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. Of course, we'll take you as well to Organix, our friends at Organix, ORGANIXX.com, or you can go to RSBReports.com. There's always things you can do there, and we're doing all our wonderful things that we get, and Doc Newsom is on. We try to get him on every week to give us some more insight into the formulations, which are very exciting and people are plugging into. So everybody go to Organix.com. You can get it there. In the meantime, if you're thirsty and you want to drink milk, you might ought to consider the kind of milk that it is.
Rolling, 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 from them teeth is flowing, nectar straight from heaven, raw milk. You don't know what you're missing. It's delicious, pure nutrition. You'd be crying if you ever let it spill. Drink it.
do have raw milk, real milk, in our fridge. We have a local a cow providing for us. I don't know, TMB, did you find anything out in the rurals where you are?
We have access to raw milk sometimes. We've got a store that's up in Gallatin, which is close to where we live, that has a farmer that comes up there sometimes. So we do have occasional access to it.
Nice. Well, our friend Michael Schmidt outside of Toronto, I think you met him when we've been at the Total Health Show in Canada the last couple of years. Very nice man, a farmer. He's been battling this out for decades with the Canadian authorities who have tried to prohibit him. They've spent millions of dollars trying to put this guy in jail and shut him down. And it's like, again, what a waste. What a waste. I mean, they have an opioid problem in Canada, too. And they're worried about people selling and consuming raw milk. So they're...
I mean, Robert, these newspaper or these e-book or e-letter articles are not newspaper. They're electronic. Mm-hmm. I'm having a hard time here. My brain's malfunctioning. But it's so hard to believe nowadays, Robert, that we have a raw milk farmer that is being sentenced. I mean, you could literally read these about a couple of decades ago, mm-hmm. and you would think they were part of the Onion, because they're so far-fetched that you would have... there's no way this could be true. Yeah, right, raw milk farmer being sentenced. That's funny. Is this, a skit? No, this
right.
is real. And it's not just raw milk. It's just... you name it. You've got doctors that are being forced out of the country that are being... you know, losing their license because they cured a cancer patient, but they did it with a treatment that wasn't approved. I mean, how bizarre is that? You can literally lose your license for healing someone with a method that the FDA doesn't give their stamp of approval to. So it's just really bizarre. But it's becoming so common nowadays that it's not funny. This is so bizarre that we live in this world.
Yeah, it's the alternate reality where I look like Grizzly Adams, but unfortunately it's really here. And Michael Schmidt, we haven't, and Superdon, I don't know if you can find it real quick, but apparently he was going to be sentenced today, and I haven't heard the update in the news stories. But Michael Schmidt is a kind-hearted, loving man providing for a community that wants the food that he's providing for them, and yet he's being looked at as a criminal in Canada.
Well, where's he located at, Robert? I can't see it on the
outside office. Of Toronto.
Toronto, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, wow.
So we'll report on it as soon as we know more, but... we're out of time, folks. It's always good to get together. In fact, it's great to get together with my buddy TMB here on the Robert Scott Bell Show when we go outside the box together.
It's like 60 days in jail is what I got.
He got 60 days in jail?
60 days.
Unbelievable. Canadians, you should be embarrassed to allow this to happen. TMB, we're out of time, but you know what they got to know before we got to go? Can you tell them?
You got to remember that the power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.